Good morning. This is Mose from here to bring the daily inspiration for you. And I've chosen to read out of 2 Timothy 1. We'll see how far we get here, see what God has in store for us today. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, this is a new day that you've given to us. And we bow before you here this morning, and we ask you to anoint my lips with your spirit and with your power, with your anointing, dear God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, this morning that the Spirit of living God would be upon us, and that truly I may speak your words and not my own. So, Father, I commit this little meditation into your hand in the name of Jesus, my beloved Savior. Amen. All right. If you would like to get a hold of me, my phone number is 717-656-9576. Okay, God bless you as we read the Word of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, we're reading in 2 Timothy 1. By the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, this greeting here is very precious. Paul, the great writer, Paul, the man of faith, Paul, we could even call him Paul the persecutor, because he at one time was a persecutor. But he turned his life around. And if Paul can turn his life around to become one of the greatest men that history has, one of the greatest Christians that history has ever known, then if you are not living in the will of God, then there's hope for you. So please listen as we continue here. Now, of course, this letter was written to Timothy, but let's just put our own name in there and to whoever you are, a beloved son. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are a beloved son or daughter. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's go on in verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers, night and day. Without ceasing, he says, he is remembering Timothy. I believe Timothy was a man that Paul had a lot of faith in. I believe he had a lot of trust in him. And I believe he was a son in the faith. I believe it was through Paul, and of course as we go on here, we also see that he was his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice were also women of God. Okay, let's continue here. Without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers, night and day. So how are, the Bible does talk about that we need to pray without ceasing. And here Paul is talking about a specific person that he was praying for without ceasing. And so how is it with us? Do I continually through the day think of different people, think of maybe even especially a certain person who we know is struggling? Is our heart, is our prayer to God without ceasing for that person? Or maybe even as we consider the turmoil around us, as we consider the upheaval that is around us, are we praying for God to have the victory and all that? You know, this, we are in a spiritual battle. We are in a battle, and we look at the children of Israel as they went through the wilderness and as they entered the land of Canaan. They were in a battle. they were in a battle. And all those things are as types and shadows for us. The battle that they were in was physical. But the battle that we are in is just as real, and it's spiritual. And it's the battle is fought on our knees. The battle is fought with prayer and much supplication to God. When I call in remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, and I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through laying on of my hands. You know, Paul is talking to Timothy and to all of us. He's not only talking to Timothy, but he's talking to all of us. God has put this book in the Bible for us. And it's not just a beautiful story, but it is for us. It is the living Word of God. So Paul is saying that the genuine faith that is in you, to stir it up. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Now, how do we stir up the gift of God which is in us? I believe we stir it up by thinking on it, by praying about it, let's say that we would just kind of haphazardly, I know that I was born again, and I'm fine, and we just don't worry about it. And we shouldn't worry about it, but I mean, we just don't think much about it. And those things can die if we do not stir it up. It is up to us. It is really it. Well, a walk with God is a commitment. I've often said, I've often talked about commitment, and I don't know if you remember that or not, but I often like to think of commitment. You know, when we first become a Christian, we make a commitment to God. And I believe that our commitment to God is directly dependent upon our commitment. Our walk with God is directly dependent upon our commitment to God. And so commitment is something that we have to do. Commitment is something that, I was at a business meeting this week, and they were trying to persuade the people to be committed, to really put their heart into the cause, and go all out, do everything you can, and talk to people and all these things. I mean, I was thinking as they were trying to get the people to put their heart into the work. I was just thinking how it would. This is the Christian life. If we are not committed, and if we're not putting our heart into that which Jesus Christ has given us, the gift of God, the gift of salvation, if we are not focusing on that, and if we're focusing on the things of this world, we're not going to be successful. And that's exactly what they were talking about in the Christian life. We have to be committed. We have to put some effort into this. We have to, yes, the Lord God will give us grace, but it is the grace of God working in us and through us. And, we can't just expect, we can't just sit down and expect God to just all of a sudden just pour it out on us. No, God expects us to put forth an effort, to put forth a a great effort or a commitment to the cause. He expects me to act on that which I know. He expects me to walk and run. Paul said somewhere that run, as far as running the race, we need to, you know, be diligent, even as people who are running a marathon. We need to be diligent. We need to put one foot in front of the other, and we need to run. Run. That's exactly what we do, and what we need to do as a Christian. It's not, you know, I do believe that our Christian walk and our Christian testimony is, excuse me, I believe that our Christian testimony depends much upon our commitment and our desire and our faithfulness. You know, it works together. It works together with God. And so may we continue in the Lord Jesus Christ. For God, in verse 7, we find, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God bless you. And come back again tomorrow for another inspiration from God.